Today with Joseph Prince.
Leaders, listen. When your people complain to you and they bring you questions you cannot answer, and we find that results are not happening the way you want it to happen, in fact, the opposite, what do? Go back to the Lord. Don't leave the Lord. Don't say, I'm going back to sales. I'm going back to my practice. I'm going back to this. I'm going back to that. Hey, go to the Lord. You don't understand? Ask the Lord. You want to complain? Complain to the Lord. You want to pour your heart? Go to the Lord. It's the person that's the most important. The person carries the benefit. And sometimes He wants us to learn so that others can be blessed. God has a purpose, and the purpose is not just for your deliverance. That plan never changes. Your healing never changes. All right? He wants you to be healed. But sometimes there is a process by which, before the manifestation comes, God is dealing with you and God is dealing with your enemy. God is teaching us that He's not a formula. He wants you. And He wants you to see His person. Can I have a good amen? Child of God, don't be discouraged. Okay? Your healing is coming. The manifestation of it. And it's coming speedily. Don't give up. Give praise to God. Amen? We have shared last few weeks on healing because I've been pressing in, asking God, Lord, if there's things that I'm not believing right, please show me. It's not about doing something more. God, show me what I can do. Even though we pray, Lord, what can we do? Okay? But the thing is that it's about seeing more, people. It's not about doing more. It's about seeing more. 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's look at 1 Peter. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree. Now, I love this because the first thing you need to know is the person of Jesus. Have you noticed that whenever the Bible talks about Jesus carrying our sins or our diseases, because He carried both our sins and our diseases. Amen. In Isaiah 53, surely He has borne our diseases, our koli, and carried our makof, all right, our pains in Hebrew. Notice it says, surely He. And the emphasis is not on the work, but on the person. Surely He bore our diseases and carried our pains. Matthew 8, verse 17, quoting Isaiah, says, Himself, the person, Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And down here, notice the emphasis, who His own self. It wasn't an angel. It wasn't a prophet. It wasn't somebody else. Who His own self. I pray that you see the heart of the Holy Spirit. Amen, people. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Righteousness here is a noun, not a verb. A lot of people, when they read this, they think that we stop doing sin and we start doing right things. It's not saying that. It's saying you're dead to sins. It's a done deal. You should live unto righteousness, which means what? Believe you are righteous. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Live into that. Amen. Live in that new identity. And then it puts a colon. Can you see a colon there? By whose stripes you were healed. Now, if you study punctuation, you will learn that you put a colon there to, listen, to either share something you want to emphasize. You're saying something and you want to emphasize it, you put a colon and then you emphasize it. So whatever follows, you emphasize. Another thing is that whatever follows the colon, all right, will translate or give meaning to what goes before. In other words, because you are living as a righteous person, not your behavior, your new identity. You are now saying, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. You walk in righteousness consciousness. Now, by whose stripes you were healed is yours. Look at Psalms 105. Psalms 105, God brought them out, children of Israel. Them here is the children of Israel. God brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among His stripes. None feeble. So there was a time where God's people, not a single person was sick. Now, do you know how many people were there that came out of Egypt that day? By the way, the context here is Egypt. Let me prove to you. The verse before that says He destroyed the firstborn. That's what happened at the Passover night. The verse after this says Egypt was glad when they departed. Egypt was so happy. Finally, y'all go. In fact, the officers of Pharaoh told Pharaoh during one of the plagues, hey, please, let them go, lest we die. But because of the hardness of his heart, he refused to let them go. So Egypt was very happy when they left. So the context is very clear that the next day when they came out, there was none feeble. And guesstimate of the number of people came out, 3 million. Even if you say 2 million, okay, let me use that very conservative, 2 million people. Now, 2 million people, people who were slaves, people who don't have proper diet, people who lived in stressful situations, doctors. Are you listening? Stress is the silent killer. Amen. People who don't have enough sleep every day. They wake up about 4 and they sleep about 10 at night because they are slaves. The Bible used the word heart bondage many times about what they went through. The Bible says they were serving with rigor more than once. The Bible says they groaned and they cried out to God. Amen. Again and again. These are people that were stepping on straws. Amen. Making bricks. It's back-breaking. They have to lay the brick and they got to carry things. It's a back-breaking task. And I'm telling you people, hey, listen, this is not the environment. And Pastor Prince, probably is a good exercise. Hey, even doctors tell you, you over-exercise, you destroy your body. This is not exercise. This is over-destroying their faculties. They are pushing themselves too far and too much. What kind of diet do you think they have? Very little to eat. They probably have beriberi. They probably have things that lack calcium, the proper nutrition. And yet, at the end, the next day when they came out, none feeble. The night before, in Exodus 12, they ate this from verse 8. They ate the flesh on that night, roasted in fire. With unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw. A lot of people present Jesus Christ as a great example. Beware of that. They treat Jesus as a great example. He's a master teacher. He's the great physician. He's an example for us to emulate. Now, that is not going to get your body healed. You must eat him roasted in fire, which means he died for you. He was under God's judgment for you. We preach Christ crucified. If Jesus lived a perfect life and didn't die for us, we'll still be lost. Now, God says, don't eat it raw, nor boil at all with water. We call this the watered down version. Don't water down Jesus, amen, but roasted in fire. Its head with its legs and its entrails. I find this interesting that legs is mentioned there. So when you partake of the Lord Jesus, know that the part of your body, what they needed was strong legs. Many of them had beriberi, the lack of nutritious, like vegetables and all that. You get beriberi, all right? And many of them were suffering from knee conditions and just old age problems, they call it, right? So they partook of the leg of the lamb, knowing that the leg of the lamb is whole, complete. And as they partook it as judge for them, they received the benefits of Jesus' healthy legs. And that caused them to walk the next day. Can I have a good amen? Amen? Look at the next verse, verse 10. Okay, thus you shall eat it, verse 11. With a belt on your waist, sandals on your feet, staff in your hand, so you shall eat it in haste. It's the Lord's Passover. What does it mean? Belt on your waist, sandals on your feet, staff in your hand. Get ready for physical deliverance out of Egypt. Now, what was true for them physically? All right, for us, get ready out of your Egyptian disease. For I'll put none of the diseases of Egypt upon you. So you must get ready. Start dressing up. I'm not referring to physical dressing again. Have an attitude of when I partake, I'm getting my physical deliverance. God told them to be in a posture, get ready to go out. But you don't understand. An old man says, I can't move. Another person says, the doctor says that if I move, it'll be bad for my heart, you know. But the Lord said, get ready for physical. Start posturing yourself. Whatever you can do right now, at least show your faith. Can I have a good amen? They receive instantaneously. Wow. The next day, they receive it. Have we seen manifestations like this? Yes. Very often. Many a times while people are partaking, we see that happen. But we are answering the question. We want to answer the question, how long? First of all, don't condemn yourself for asking how long. You people of grace, you know, we believe in no condemnation and we are the worst in condemning ourselves for every little thing. We are sick, we condemn ourselves. No, you just fell into a pit. Now let's get you out. Now, you don't understand. The doctors told me I was so disappointed that I have high blood pressure. The doctors told me I have this condition. Now I feel so down. I feel so bad. But really, why do you feel so bad? You just fell into a pit. Let's get you out. No one is condemning you. Stop condemning yourself. In some circles, you know, it's like it's a sin to be sick. So no one tells anybody that they are not feeling well. Amen. No, just the other day I told I was doing a shoot and I had sore throat, you know, and I told them, we are doing it. Let's do it. Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to consider my body like Abraham. Use Abrahamic faith. Abraham, when he was 100 years old, considered not his own body, considered God's promise instead. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. Consider not. Amen. I know it's staring you, it's painful, you can feel it. Consider not. Consider God's word. Amen. God's word says, by his stripes you are healed. Amen. So walk in that. Can I have a good amen? Amen? So don't condemn yourself for saying how long. It's okay. All right. But don't stop there. Go into faith. Some people even have this idea that faith means don't even say how long. It's okay to tell God. But make sure you tell God. David did. David says in Psalms 13, oh Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Actually, this is from the journal of Pastor Lawrence. It's not Psalms 13. I just took it out, actually. No, it's Psalms 13. Have you gone through that? Have you had this in your heart? Huh? You feel like God has put you aside? Amen? So it's okay. Even David, a man after God's heart, says, how long? How long, Lord? Maybe he's believing God for something. He doesn't see it happen. Amen? But look, don't stay there. Look at Psalms 13. Drop down. Look at David. But makes all the difference. I have trusted in your mercy. Guess what? Mercy here is chesed, grace. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. The Hebrew there is Yeshua. So you are in the right posture when you don't give up trusting in the grace of God. By his grace, the manifestation will come. By his grace, amen. 34, 60, but don't give up. Amen. And it's okay to say, how long, Lord? It's a relationship. You know, we in the word of faith background and all that, we have this idea sometimes that the moment you say, I bind that word in Jesus' name. It's almost you can't express anything to one another that's negative. Hey, you can talk to God about everything. Everything David told God about, David had victory. Even when he shared with God in a negative way. But the very area in all his Psalms, you cannot find this. He never told God about his sexual life. And that's the area he fell. Okay. Now let's go before they came out. None feeble, loaded down with silver and gold. Long before that happened, God sent them who? Moses, right? So this is, we are going back now. Before they were delivered, God sent Moses. And Moses was sent to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Watch this now. The first time Moses and Aaron stepped into Pharaoh's court to ask for the deliverance of God's people. Look at this. Exodus 5. After this presentation to Israel's leaders, Moses and Aaron went and spoke to Pharaoh. They told him, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. Let my people go so they may hold a festival in my honor in the wilderness. Is that so? Retorted Pharaoh. And who is the Lord? Why should I listen to him and let Israel go? I don't know the Lord. And I will not let Israel go. When you read your Bible, you gotta be there, okay? Okay, let's drop down. That same day, the same day that Moses went in for the first time to exhort the king to let Israel go, that same day, Pharaoh sent his order to the Egyptian slave drivers and the Israelite foremen. Do not supply any more straw for making bricks. Make the people get it themselves. But still require them to make the same number of bricks as before. So now, you cannot give them the straw. Tell them to find their own straw. Wow. And yet, the daily rate, all right, of those bricks must still be delivered. They are lazy. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That's why they are crying out. Let us go and offer sacrifices to God, to our God. Load them down with more work. Make them sweat. Can you hear the voice of the devil? Pharaoh is the type of the devil. Can you hear it? Load them down with more work. Make them sweat. That will teach them to listen to lies. Some of you, you don't realize that you're under a hard taskmaster. For years, the devil doesn't always come and speak directly to you. He may use friendly people, friendly voices, even relatives and your colleagues or your boss even. And even right now, when you learn about rest and you try to rest, like what I'm preaching right now, one of the best things to do is sit down. Because Jesus, he sat down and taught the people. He sat down in the boat, he taught them. He sat on the mountain, he taught them. I don't know why we are standing. And I'm sure that Jesus is strong and healthy, amen, amen. And yet we are standing. Something is wrong. I thought of starting a new trend. What do you think? Shall I? I know Pastor Mark would love this. He might just fall asleep. All right? Every time some of you do this, you know, without doing anything, whether it's at home or your leisure time, you can't even rest inside. You know why? Inside your mind, you say, get up! Do your work! You won't accomplish much. You're wasting time. That taskmaster is still in your mind. And that's the devil's voice. Many of you, you feel like you're wasting time. All right? Just, I'm not talking about watching on the computer or watching TV. That's not relaxing. I think I'll just look at a garden or somewhere, look at the beach or whatever, just doing nothing. You know? Do these thoughts come to you? Get up. Do something. Read something. Look at your phone. Someone is calling. Someone is, you know, trying to contact you. Respond. And every time you rest, there's a voice down there saying, get up! Do more work! That's why your colleagues will go ahead of you. Your competitors will get an edge over you. But you don't believe that when we rest, it's a posture of faith in God. That God will take care of your business. Amen? That's what I do, Pastor Prince. I don't work. I don't do nothing. I let my wife work. I relax all the time. No, you are a lazy person. All right? That's a real word. Okay, so load them with more work. That's the devil's voice. Make them sweat. Okay, so they have to deliver the daily quota of the bricks at the same time. By the way, brick making is terrible. All right? They have to step on the straw. Amen? They have to bend down. They have to collect like this. And they have to form the ship and get up, down. It's back-breaking work. Are you listening? All right, drop down. The Israelite foreman could see that they were in serious trouble when they were told, you must not reduce the number of bricks you make each day. As they left Pharaoh's court, they confronted Moses and Aaron who were waiting outside for them. The foreman said to them, may the Lord judge and punish you for making us stink before Pharaoh and his officials. You have put a sword into their hands, an excuse to kill us. Then Moses went back to the Lord and protested. Now imagine, you are the pastor sent to preach. So when you preach to them about healing, the very first thing that happened is this testimony. They say that, of all the weeks, this week I felt sick. Actually, we were okay, you know. I think you put a sword in the devil's hands. You know, you for no reason, you know, we were okay. When I started taking communion, I felt sick. Now, these are the things I want to answer. Because you might not know, it happened to them. These are the same people later on says, hey, I'm strong, man. Woo! I can run. I can fly. I'm a new man. When there was none feeble among their tribes. But long before that manifestation, there is these moments that we don't see. And leaders, take heart. Find comfort in these stories. They are there to encourage us. Moses says, what's happening? I was sent by God. I saw the burning bush. I saw the signs on my hand and how God healed my hand of leprosy and the signs that God showed me the snake and become a rod again. I saw all that. I heard God's voice telling me, go and I'll use you to deliver my people. I've heard their cry and I'm sending you. Didn't God send me? Didn't I talk to Pharaoh? Now they're worse off. Leaders, listen, when your people complain to you and they bring you questions, you're going to answer. And we find that results are not happening the way you want it to happen. In fact, the opposite. What do? Go back to the Lord. Don't leave the Lord. Don't say, I'm going back to sales. I'm going back to my practice. I'm going back to this. I'm going back to that. Hey, go to the Lord. You don't understand? Ask the Lord. You want to complain? Complain to the Lord. You know, pour your heart? Go to the Lord. It's the person that's the most important. The person carries the benefit. And sometimes he wants us to learn so that others can be blessed. So you go to the Lord. That's what Moses did. He went to the back to the Lord and protested, "Why have you brought all this trouble on your own people, Lord? Why do you send me?" I'm very encouraged when I look at Moses, you know. We always have him like Charlton Heston. "Let my people go." Yeah. But actually he's like, "God, why have you brought all this trouble on your own people?" Would you like to see God's answer? Would you like to see God's answer? I love it. God answers like this. Ever since he told God, look at this, drop down. "Then the Lord told Moses, 'Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. When he feels the force of my strong hand, he will let the people go. In fact, he will force them to leave his land.'" So God has a purpose, and the purpose is not just for your deliverance. That plan never changes. Your healing never changes. All right? He wants you to be healed. But sometimes there is a process by which, before the manifestation comes, God is dealing with you and God is dealing with your enemy. Are you listening, people? By the way, when God says what? He will force them to leave his land. Do you know that it wasn't until 10 plagues happened, even after God said this? Do you know there were days and days before this can be carried out, that God would force, that Pharaoh be forced to leave the people? Pharaoh wanted the people out. God had to deal with Pharaoh. Do you understand? Amen? At the same time, he was dealing with the people, because every plague, I don't have time to teach this, every plague that was mentioned, every plague, has to do with an idol of Egypt. God was showing they trusted in this, they trusted in the sun. God blotted out the sun. There was darkness all around. Amen. They worshiped frogs, and frogs came out, all right, and flooded their land. So God was dealing for his people as well to learn that he is the true God, the true Jehovah. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? Now, maybe our delay, God is teaching us. God is teaching us that he's not a formula. He wants you. And he wants you to see his person. Can I have a good amen? Child of God, don't be discouraged. Okay? Your healing is coming. The manifestation of it. And it's coming speedily. Don't give up. Give praise to God. Amen. Has this blessed you? Praise the Lord.
The reason why no evil befalls you, the reason why no plague comes near your family, is because he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways.
Get your copy of Activate Your Angels, Experiencing Divine Protection, as a thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry today. In this two-sermon audio series, discover how you can live unafraid. See how God wants you to leave home every day confident that you are completely protected. Request your copy today, and you will also receive a free bonus 2020 wall calendar. And for a specific gift to the ministry, you will also receive this exclusively curated gift set that includes an essential Bible study kit, as well as Joseph's brand new book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health. Get ready to dive deeper into the Word with Joseph in this exciting revelation-packed study kit. This kit includes many valuable resources that will help you access, apply, and activate God's 24/7 protection. Start each day anchored in God's promises of protection for you and your loved ones. Don't miss this limited time offer. Get your copy now at josephprince.org or call us toll-free at 877-769-5433.
For centuries, man has tried to get healthier, get stronger, and live his best life by changing what he eats.
What if I told you there was an all-natural, plant-derived oil?
There is a food trend quietly sweeping the country, changing our outlook on what we eat.
But how can we tell truth from trend? In Joseph's latest book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health, you'll discover how the Holy Communion releases the health-giving power of the Lord's finished work into your body every time you partake.
My friend, the world can offer diet plans and nutrition tips, and I'm all for eating well and exercising. But the Holy Communion is so much more than that. It's not just another diet plan. It is the very power of the Lord's finished work released into our bodies every time we partake. Ever since I started preaching strongly on the communion about 20 years ago, people from all over the world have written to me to share their healing testimonies. An elderly man suffering from Alzheimer's disease, with no hope of recovery, was completely healed. The Lord restored his mind through the Holy Communion, and his wife is overjoyed to have him back. Another brother wrote in to share that through the partaking of the communion, his youngest son, who had a 17-degree curve in his spine, was completely healed. Latest x-rays show no trace of the scoliosis he used to have, and his spine is now completely straight. These are just two of the many testimonies that I share in this book, including my own. I want to invite you on this journey. As you partake of the Holy Communion, I pray that you will experience the Lord's healing and restoration more and more. God bless you.
Joseph Prince's brand new book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health, is now available. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit josephprince.org/newbook today.
Well, about 2 years ago, I was just on my couch listening to Christian television and just happened to be flicking through the channels, and there was Joseph Prince. And he was speaking a message about grace, and I've been listening to him ever since, and I've fallen in love with Jesus all over again.
I'm a pastor's son, so, you know, I kind of got out of the way. And through his message, he had brought me back into the path where I should have been from the beginning.
So it's taken us from a real preoccupation with ourselves and given us just an incredible view of Jesus Christ, where we're more thankful, we're more energetic, and we feel just very free.
I used to condemn myself, be so hard on myself, but once I heard the message of grace, it's like, I love it. It's so free.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.